Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour call for Wednesday, the 5th of July. Thank you, everyone who's called in. Bit about myself, probably most people know me, some people don't. I've been on the railway for coming up to 11 years now. Most of that time has been in EMP, but then I was a flight engineer, and now I'm a maintenance performance manager. But most people probably know me for apping up Wessex, so I'm the one to blame for all the Wessex apps. I'd say if any time during the call anyone's got any questions, please dial in. It's *0 to dial in. Just leave a question and we'll get to it. Also, if anyone wants to ask anything anonymously, then please do so on the safety blog. If you put in your comment that you want it to be anonymous, I won't put it on the website. I can ask it myself. Also, if any other calls you want to ask a comment and don't want to be named, ask them on the blog and I can ask them on your behalf. For anyone who doesn't know, the website is safety.nrwessex.co.uk with a password of Wessex Safety Hour, all one word. So, let's start off with some of the material that's on the website. So, last week we had a safety hour attendance of 71% and we had 92 close calls raised. So that's up on the previous week, so that's good. We have had some incidents though, which are always not good. There are a couple of kind of repeat incidents from the last week, which is also not good. So, a contractor from Mawson Vital placed a detonator protection on the open down slow line at Purbyte Junction. Luckily, this was noticed and protection was cleared. This was due to the contractor having accessed a track from the wrong side. They become confused, maybe didn't know the area. Next one was at Wimbledon Depot. The member of Wimbledon P-Way bruised their left hand when getting into the van. So he was holding his hand onto the door frame when another member of staff closed the sliding door on his hand, bruising it. Again, this is similar to one we had the previous week. With a cup of hot milk that was spilt on someone's hand at Wimbledon with the signaller. Similar sort of trend. Another one we had was at Nine Elms. The 5 Romeo 00 train reported a near miss with two members of McGinley P-Way staff. Investigations are still ongoing with this. Another worrying thing is, last week we had another near miss at Shawford Junction. Never good to have near misses. Next one was at Berrylands, so a Gaymead contractor applied the shorting straps for worksite Bravo item 57 in the wrong location, so he put them on at 19 miles 36 rather than 19 miles 50. PS was advised. He just put them in the wrong place. He'd been working there before and assumed they were going to be in the same place, but they weren't. Luckily, they were placed within the worksite as opposed to without. Romsey, member of Works Delivery, had their little finger trapped within the left switchblade of 588 points. This was while changing stretcher bars. X-ray showed a crush to the tip of his finger, which was also extremely swollen. Medication was prescribed and was told to elevate his finger and rest. Again, this is kind of a repeat of what happened last week at Wokenham. The MOM was unsecuring a 17 facing point lock. The point lever was moved and the MOM nearly got his hand crushed. So last week we got away with it, this week we weren't so lucky. Another one at Axminster, so the Basingstoke West of England signaller granted a line blockage on the up and down extra lines to the Yeovil Junction MOM to complete an IRJ inspection. The signaller pulled the signal button to put the signal to red, but there is a 4-minute timeout which he didn't wait for and assumed it had gone to red. he then granted the line blockage. 10 minutes later, the signaller realised that a train had entered the limits and attempted to call the driver, but this call was cancelled as a mom had called in from the signal post telephone to report that the train was coming into the limits and was sounding his horn. Luckily, the Yeovil mom was clear and safe of the line and no near miss was reported. Definitely a close call there. So there's some more material on there. There's a Southern Shield newsletter and a statement about working with cement, and there's a couple of Validium newsletters on there about keeping boundaries. So what am I going to talk about today? Well, what is a safety conversation? To me, we have hundreds of these a week. It isn't just this call. It isn't necessarily with your manager. It's any time you talk about safety. So, for example, every time you go on the track, you can have a cost brief. That is a safety conversation. Osborne's have a massive campaign called Stop and Think. To me, this is fantastic. It just highlights that before you do anything, you just need to kind of, even for a split second, just stop and just think about it. So, for example, where we work, before you're clearing an isolation, just stop and think. It's just having that prompt to stop and think about things. Is it safe to proceed? Every time you unlock an access point, just stop and think. When you're putting the key in, just stop. Are we safe? Are we doing the right thing? Do we need to be on the track? When you're using a multimeter and putting it on a live bit of apparatus, is it safe to do so? Have you got it on the right setting? It's just that stop and think, just to try and avoid some complacency. Every time you flick a switch, say not a light switch, but for us, we're flicking switches that are operating 440-volt cables. Is there anyone hanging off the end of it? Is it safe to turn that cable back on? It's just to stop and think. So also, to me, what is home safe every day? You hear about this all the time, but what is it? So to me, it's not just about getting home unhurt. It's about getting home and thinking about your health and well-being. So the information which was put on the blog today from Validium is great. I've read it. Something I didn't know about Validium, I'll quote, the legal team offer information, help and guidance when your second-hand car turns out to be stolen and you want to know about your rights. I had no idea that they offered a service like that. I say their phone number's on the bottom of the newsletter. If you want to have a conversation about something and can't talk to your manager or anyone you know, or you want to keep it confident, just give them a call. The other thing on there is about keeping boundaries. I didn't really know what to think about this when I read the title, but there was one point on there which kind of jumped out, and that was, do you find yourself leaving work at 6 p.m. when you're supposed to finish work at 5 p.m. and you're the first one to leave? Probably people don't think about that, but that is about boundaries between work and personal lives. It's just something to think about. Close calls as well. What are close calls? So, to me, they're really good because it's kind of a system to highlight where things before would have been overlooked. There's an example in the IP Southern newsletter about gap less in scaffolding. Now, what would happen before? So, people were working on it, walking over the gap. Someone may have put a piece of wood on it, left it, would have been all right. But now, it's highlighted, work stopped, and people know about it. It's just kind of highlighting the fact. And I've had a quick look through our close calls, and one of them recently, kind of another one jumped out at me. It's a simple one, insufficient spaced access rear of location. How many times has that happened when you're out? and you may have said something, or you've said something and 5 times later you've said it again and again and again and nothing's happened. This is kind of the mechanism to highlight it. I mean, I've seen that now. Those people have seen that. Hopefully something can get done about it. Right, so that was nice and quick. That's all I've got. Jeweler, is there any questions?
Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star, then 1 on your telephone, record your name, then press the hash key. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star 2. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you will be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. Just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star, then 1 on your telephone, record your name, and press the hash key.
So I got that wrong at the beginning of the call. It's not star 0, it's star 1. Again, I'm monitoring the blog, so if anyone wants to ask anything anonymously or just wants to type it, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog and that will get answered.
Currently, we have one incoming audio question. It is from the line of
Mark Johnson.
Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Mark.
Just a couple of things, mate.
Yep.
First of all, the points, the 17 points issue incident you mentioned in the safety hour, I was going to raise it to Tracy last week. One, the actual incident description is inaccurate, totally.
Right.
Because the signaller knew that my guys were there, they knew what they were doing, and it was his fault.
Okay, you've gone really quiet.
But most importantly, this one, when it was issued last week, it was actually under investigation, and I question whether it should have been out there before the level one had been completed.
Right. But again, it may have been wrong, but it's happened twice in 2 weeks. I mean, it's very similar. I know the cause is probably not the same, but I mean, two people have almost lost a finger in a set of points. It's, even though the investigation wasn't finished, putting it on there, it's kind of highlighted it, but it hasn't worked because someone's done the same thing this week.
Okay, and the second point is your boundaries comment on validium documentation on the safety hour. Don't disagree with what you said one little bit. But my question is, why are we as section managers being asked to do walkouts on a Sunday morning?
I don't know. I can find out for you. But that's a good example where this is.
You know, I've
been quiet again.
Sorry, mate. I had one for this weekend. They wanted me to turn up at 9:30 till 11:00 to do a walkout at Aldershot, and I just said no, I'm not doing it. Because one, to be honest with you, I'm not here this weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. That's a good, fantastic example of keeping your boundaries.
But then that's got to be targeted. That's also got to be targeted, though, Adam, at the other end of the management scale, that these invites should not be being sent out in the first place.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I say it's fair enough you keeping your end and saying no, but why were you asked in the first place?
That's correct. And that's me for the show.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Thank you. We don't have any further questions at the moment.
Any more questions?
Just to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please key star, then 1 on your telephone, record your name, and press the hash key.
If anyone wants to volunteer to do the next week's one, then they're more than welcome as well.
We have one more incoming audio question. At the moment, it is from the line of
Tracy Capstick.
Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hello, Tracy.
Good afternoon, Adam. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Well, I would like to thank you for taking on Safety Hour. And as everybody's aware, it's a difficult thing to do, to have a discussion about the blog, which has got limited information on it, and try to engage with staff on safety with that limited information. So I'd like to say thank you very much, rather than a question. And I would like to ask you whether there is any experience that you have had since your time working on the railways that you think would be relevant in today for the listeners that you have. And it's okay to say no if that's the case.
I've probably got loads, but I can't think of any. Maybe I should have come more prepared. I'll probably think of someone straight after the call finishes.
That's okay, because, you know, when you're put on the spot, it is a difficult question to answer. In which case, I would like to put it out to your audience as to whether they have any experiences that they think might benefit the other listeners. So I've put it out to you to pass on to your audience. Phone in with your experiences and have a bigger debate.
Okay, thank you. Has anyone got any experiences to phone in on? Oh, thank you, Tracy.
We don't have any more questions at the moment.
Okay, if there's no more questions, then I'll call an end to the call then. Thank you everyone who's phoned in and listened. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining, and have a very good day.